Hello, podcast listener. Did you know that you're a unique kind of person? Because, well, mostly to people that tune into this show, either watch it live or watch the video. There's a whole video section that goes along with the audio feed. If you're interested in doing that, head on over to techdudesgadget.net/live. Otherwise, I want to let you know really quick before the show starts about a quick coupon special that we have going on. If you enter in the code podcast to become an insider, you get a 1 month free trial, no credit card required. Head on over to technewsgadget.net/insiders and use the code podcast to take advantage of your 1 month free trial today. On with the show. The fallout around Fallout 76 and more coming up on today's episode of The Latest in Tech News. Hello and welcome to The Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. This is the world's only 3-in-1 daily show on everything tech, gadgets, and gaming news. And if you're new here, welcome. Feel free to chat with us during the live show. We'd love to hear your thoughts and make sure you click on that follow button so that you can be notified when we go live. And today, out of every other day in the week, is the one singular episode that we make available for free on video for non-insiders. So if you're either watching rebroadcast of this live, if you're watching it on Mixer live, there'll be it'll be there in the past stream archives. If you're watching this on the website itself, welcome. This is a taste of what the insiders get every single day, and it's all behind the scenes video included. If you're tuning in to be the podcast, be sure you tap the subscribe button so that you don't miss out on the latest episode. And do keep in mind that the podcast is about a day behind, and you really should be joining us live over at mixer.com/technewsgadget. Keep in mind that the rebroadcast of this actual live show is actually live, like right afterwards, so you get to watch the whole thing. You don't have to wait a day. So head on over to technewsgadget.net. You might find yourself lucky in watching the day of the broadcast recording. So if you're watching a rebroadcast of the show over at Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube, currently not monitoring chat, or it is disabled, feel free to grab a snack and enjoy the show. Finally, we are on Discord, where you can send us your questions, rants, or suggestions, both during or after the show. Visit technewsgadget.net/Discord to get your free invite today. And yes, for those of you wondering, the giveaway is still going on. So if you, listener, viewer, watcher, person are interested in winning around 2,800 V-Bucks if you play Fortnite, that game, along with the chance of winning a free annual insider subscription to the behind the scenes, head on over to technewsgadget.net/giveaway. So, I think I covered all that. Octavius, did I need to cover anything else? He's happy again. We're back to happy news and mainly you're happy. He's my producer. He's a few fries short of a Happy Meal, if you know what I mean. Ah, it's great. He doesn't even know what it means. He's never had fast food in his life. Little does he know he could be fast food. I'm not saying anything. Just saying. Hope you guys are having a great start to your weekend so far. Feel free to let me know. What do I plan on doing this weekend? Working, sleeping, eating food, maybe hanging out with friends and family. Probably hanging out with friends and family if I'm lucky. I'm going to undertake a strenuous, very difficult, very taxing recreational activity on Sunday. It's called Ultimate Frisbee. And I'm going to look like an idiot running around and trying to catch and throw a frisbee. I don't know. I'm nuts. Hey, if you want to know how committed I am to a sport, I dislocated my shoulder playing that game. It cost $5,000, but it was totally worth it. So, this isn't a gossip show. What am I talking about? All right. With that taken care of, we can head on into the tech news of today. But before we do, let's take a look back. Today is October 25th, 2018. On this day in history, in 1955, Japan introduced the first microwave oven for home use. Guess how much it sold for? $1,295. Raytheon developed the Red Orange after engineer Percy LeBron Spencer was working on an active radar set and accidentally melted a candy bar in his pocket. And that's how the microwave that we know it came into use. Also, on this day in 1977, VAX/VMS was born at a shareholder meeting at the Digital Equipment Corporation released VMS 1.0, the first version of what we would later call Open VMS, along with the VAX 11780 architecture, which increased the PDP 11 address space. Broadly Cookie, thanks for the follow, I appreciate it. Finally, on this day in 2001, Microsoft Windows XP hit retail shelves for the first time. And let's see, it releases it, a successor to both Windows 2000 and Windows ME. Oh no, Say Goodbye Noob and Jake Warrior and Lemmy, thanks for the follow, and the GOAT Austin, thanks for the host and the follow, and Seth, oh no, am I getting raided right now in the middle of a show? I got to finish this up first, and then I can get it to the news. Windows XP was not replaced by Microsoft until January of 2007 with Windows Vista. However, with nearly a six-year run, the public debacle surrounding the release of Vista, Windows XP remained the most popular operating system until August of 2012. Oh, man. So toxic. Esco Dreams. Sauce Blocka. Oh, no. Thanks for the host and the follows. Am I getting rated? It's great. Well, seeing as how it's convenient, you guys can head on over to, we're going to do it. We're going to head on over to the tech news happening in the world today. The player and Hispanic Juan, thank you for the follows. Oh, you're from Alan's stream. So tell me, has Alan given you any gameplay tips that you guys have been able to use? Awesome. Great, yeah. He's a pro player, that's for sure. I was actually quite lucky to have him on the show a couple weeks back to divulge the secrets and figuring out how Alan Owens got good at Fortnite. I'm still trying to get good. I suck. I'm an average player. Awesome. Well, Austin, you watched that? Awesome. I appreciate it. So let's see. First up on the tech news of today is iOS 12 is apparently stopping police unlocking your iPhone. This new update that came out, it actually doing that. Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for the follow, guys, everybody. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. You're the best. So seeing as how Apple is constantly working to improve the security on its devices and protect our data, this has led to improved encryption and a shift from a simple passcode to fingerprint and more recently facial recognition on a smartphone. Security measures are so good, police seizing an iPhone have to be careful not to look directly at it. Ruby Tiger, thank you for the follow. There is one thorn in Apple's side when it comes to security though, and that's the company Grayshift. Founded in 2016, it offers law enforcement agencies a workaround on the iPhone unlocking device called a Gray Key. Now it works, or at least it did until now, as Forbes is currently reporting. With the release of iOS 12, Apple finally managed to stop Gray Key from working. It has been confirmed that any iPhone running iOS 12 can no longer be unlocked using a Gray Key device. The details of how Apple managed to block the device are unknown, and reasonably so, but last we heard about Apple's efforts to secure its devices was a plan to close the Lightning security hole back in June. Clearly that's happened, but it's probably not the only measure that it took to lock Grayshift out. For consumers, it's a clear reminder that they should keep their mobile devices up to date. Upgrading to iOS 12 will better protect your device, and that protection now covers any attempts by law enforcement to unlock your phone. But for how long? We shall see. Also in the tech news world today, apparently Snap is losing its mobile users, mainly Android, and it's blaming the Android app for it. Now, see, if you have the iOS or the Apple phone and you use Snapchat, it works great. But if you have an Android phone, apparently it's really clunky. I'm learning English, guys. This is great. But yeah, apparently Snapchat's poor Android app is still proving to be a major problem for the company. The app lost users for the second straight quarter, with its daily active users declining by 2 million, and Snapchat's lackluster Android app may be to blame here. The decline was primarily among Android users, according to the CEO Evan Spiegel in his prepared remarks during the company's third quarter earnings call. It's not the first time Snapchat founder has specifically called out the company's Android app on an earnings call. It's been currently in discussions for improving the Android for almost a year now, and currently there is a new and improved Android app rebuild, known internally by its nickname Mushroom. Been promised for months, been worked on for the past year, been talked about. Still hasn't finished up just yet, but the company has said a little about the long-awaited update. App researcher Jane Wong uncovered a version of the new Android app back in August, but the app has yet to materialize publicly. Though investors pushed Spiegel on when the app would be ready, the CEO remained cagey on a timeline. Quality takes time, he said. We want to make sure we have the right foundation, and we're going to wait to get it right. So, hopefully this will give them enough time. They're probably banking on losing, you know, having this little decline going on the app, on Android app, purposefully, because they know once we get it right, we have some time to deal with all the bugs and make sure that gets ironed out, and we have a quality rebuild going on when we launch it. Everybody's going to want it on an Android app. I know, that's about half the phone market there. So, reason why investors are anxious, obviously, is because Snap has had a second straight quarter of losing users, with the daily active users down to 186 million compared with 188 million the previous quarter. Not a lot, but a little bit, but investors, you know, they want their money, but I'm sure we'll be fine. It'll just take a little while. Big news happening today. Apparently there's Fallout regarding Fallout. I actually just confirmed it with my brother-in-law. He said he was so excited about Fallout 76, he put in for the pre-order and was planning to actually buy the whole game, but this beta came out, didn't like it. A lot of other people didn't like it. There's a lot of Fallout going around it. My brother-in-law, of which, dropped the pre-order for it, so might be saying a little bit something. So, let's see what's going on, shall we? Just before the launch of No Man's Sky back in August of 2016, Hello Games chief Sean Murray released an open letter to fans. There's something just a tiny bit odd about the note. After all, it opened with this line. I feel sick writing this. You are about to play No Man's Sky, and I don't know what you'll think. Believe the hype, this was decidedly not. And sure enough, upon its release, the gaming community descended into that place only the gaming community really can. Collective fury, a sense of betrayal, and outrage all mixed into a frothing stew that quickly bubbled over. Thing is, the gamers were right to feel betrayed, even if the response to Hello Games and Murray was a little bit over the top, because No Man's Sky was not the game they were promised. In his letter, Murray wrote, I don't know if we can ever live up to the hype we've generated, sometimes knowingly, often not. For most players, while the game held some magic and was certainly unique, it did not live up to the hype. Now, thankfully, in that aspect, the game has improved in just about every way since then, especially with this year's big free update that brought actual multiplayer to No Man's Sky. Many of Murray's promises were kept. In the end, it just took a couple years to get there, but they probably missed the whole user base who could have been playing it. And that's probably what they're shooting themselves in the foot about. And seeing as we were talking about No Man's Sky, if we bring it over to Fallout 76 here, a little bit dubious about Fallout 76, an online-only multiplayer game from Bethesda set in the post-apocalyptic world of the Fallout franchise. They're known for their massive open-world RPGs. Titles like Fallout 4 and The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim are much-beloved games, especially in the PC gaming community. There are also buggy, glitchy messes at launch and see very few improvements over time, with user-built mods often fixing problems and improving the graphics after launch instead of official patches. I don't know. So it's a little bit worrisome that on the eve of the Fallout 76 beta and seeing as how the betas went and over in a matter of 4 hours, it wasn't much of a beta at all. To read an open letter from Bethesda that warns of not only bugs but other spectacular issues, quote-unquote, we may encounter within the game. It's not so much a PR note as maybe an advanced apology? Kind of reminds you a little bit of Murray's letter to No Man's Sky fans just before the game launched. I wonder if Bethesda felt sick printing it. Now, given what we're doing with 76, we know we're opening everyone up to all new spectacular issues none of us have encountered, according to Bethesda in the letter. Some we're aware of, such as areas where performance needs to improve with lots of players. Others we surely don't. We need your help finding them and advice on what is important to fix. Now, granted, unlike the launch of No Man's Sky, this letter is referencing the beta, but the full release of this game, keep in mind, guys, is just weeks away, and the sense one is getting reading the letter that the game isn't ready. Not even close. Are we having, like, a Battlefield 5 redo here, like, with the beta, and we're going, wait, I just took down a building, but then I tried to fly a plane overhead, and I smashed into an invisible wall. And then, what's going on? Like, I don't know. Another key difference, there's nowhere near the same levels of hype and anticipation for Fallout 76 that there was for No Man's Sky. But that may work to its advantage. On the other hand, Fallout 76 may be just as confusingly empty as No Man's Sky at first. It may stay that way, too, without the help of modders. Now, of course, we've been dubious about the whole project since it was announced. Online-only Fallout game with no NPCs, a vast map, four times larger than that of Fallout 4. Is there a co-op option in Fallout 5? Doesn't sound true to the series at all. Won't be wrong. Have you played the beta? What'd you think? Did you read the open letter? Did you play the game? Let me know. I actually didn't. Apparently, from rumor had it, if I wanted the chance to play in this 4-hour open beta of Fallout 76, I had to wake up at 2 in the morning and play it at 2 in the morning. I have a 3-week-old newborn that I have to deal with. I also have a full-time job during the day that I have to do, and I do this part-time in the evenings on the side. And when am I going to get to sleep? Like at night, right? So, I don't know. So, feel free to let me know what you guys think here, because I'm just as confused. What's this Fallout I'm hearing about? Pokemon Go users, rejoice! Pokemon Go is hip-punching my microphone, now that's me, will be tracking your activity without actually launching the app. And now this is something that, now I'm kind of jealous. I kind of wish I had the gadgets to integrate along with this so that I could actually go along and do this and not have to have the game open, draining battery the whole entire day. Well, let's get into the article, shall we? Pokemon Go has encouraged more than a few people to step up their physical exercise, and Niantic wants to reward it. It's launching an adventure sync feature in its augmented reality game, starting with Pokemon Go, that syncs with Google Fit and iOS's HealthKit to translate steps into game progress without having the app open or using a smartwatch or the that little Pokemon wristband thing going on. Now, if you regularly go for a run before work, you'll see that reflected in more Pokemon candy or more efficient egg hatching. You'll get weekly milestones too. Adventure Sync will be available soon to Pokemon players around the world. Niantic didn't outline the other projects that would adopt the fitness-friendly tech, but it wouldn't be surprising if Ingress, Harry Potter, Wizards Unite, and similar titles use it in the future. The feature is as much about promoting healthy activity as it is frequent gameplay, and there's little to lose by making it commonplace. And about time, a feature that I didn't think I need would be great, because I don't want to have the app open and draining my battery, because it's a little pig on battery life, and my phone isn't the greatest, because it's old, and it's the iPhone 7 sucks and stuff, and I really struggle. Help me. Hey, you guys like Fortnite? I got some news for you. This is the Fortnite Nerf gun. And if you have no idea what in the world I'm talking about, it's because you're listening to the audio-only version of this. We have videos and pictures that go along with the show. Head on over to technewsgadget.net to watch the video replay of this episode. Or you can actually be joining us over at our live show that we do over at mixer.com/technewsgadget. So, Fortnite is coming out with the Nerf gun. Look at this puppy. Looks beefy. Short of an actual apocalypse, which should be coming any day now, well, seeing as how zombies have descended on it, and it's now Fort Nightmare, and nobody wants to play the game anymore because it sucks, because they're like, I died to zombies! My life sucks! It's hilarious. I love watching those players, because you just watch them jump around, and they scream and throw a fit, and they're like, yeah, and then they get on Reddit and Facebook groups and spit all over the place and complain. Oh, it's great. I love it, because I love watching those people get distracted. We were talking about it on yesterday's show about Fort Nightmares. I love watching those people, because they get distracted, and I'm like, oh, I'm just sitting up here camping, and easy headshot. Oh, and it went through, and it hit an enemy. Oh, that's great, and I got, another zombie killed. Great. Awesome. So, Speaking of that, this Nerf-branded gun from Hasbro is thankfully probably the closest you're going to come to any real-life Fortnite action in the near future, unless you like going for cosplay and dressing up. I've seen a lot of different outfits for Fortnite coming out as the Halloween season is right around the corner, and a lot of people are dressing up. Not a lot of people, but I have been noticing that there is a trend in the cosplay community that there are people dressing up in the outfits from Fortnite. This dart firing gun was announced recently alongside a Fortnite version of Monopoly that I also covered earlier. But now here's pictures and a June 1st release date. The ARL blaster was inspired by the firearm in a wildly popular sandbox survival game and has a giant Fortnite branding across its body to prove it. So there you go. That's how it looks. It's not just a picture, it's actual Nerf gun that you can get. The gun has a 10 dart clip, flip-up sight, and runs on 4 AA batteries. It's priced at $50. V-Bucks are not accepted, apparently, so you can actually have to go beg your parents for extra allowance money or run around and do some extra chores just to get it. Now, it's set to be the first of a series of Nerf blasters inspired by the game, according to Hasbro. Apparently, not going to be out come Christmas. You'll have to wait until June 1st, which will line up quite nicely with the whole summer break thing, so enjoy the rest of school. When summer break comes around, you can pick up your Nerf gun. And finally, in the tech news, gaming, gadget world today, I have one more piece of Fortnite news. Apparently, Samsung's Galaxy Squad has finished assembling. Awkwafina and grand prize winner Hector Diaz are joining Ninja and Travis Scott in a Fortnite Battle Royale. Now, I don't know if you're really aware of what was going on with Ninja, or you followed Ninja, this crazy dude who plays Fortnite, and he's really good at the game. He's incredibly good at the game, that's all he does, and he's big-time celebrity. Apparently, there was a little challenge going on, joining the Galaxy Squad, and, well, the winners have been announced. So, Samsung Electronics America today announced the results of the Ninja Galaxy Squad contest, which called for gamers to showcase their best moments while wearing the Super Elite Galaxy skin within Fortnite to secure a spot on Ninja's coveted gaming squad. Grand prize winner Hector Diaz will join the celebrity pack squad, including Fortnite streamer legend Tyler Ninja Blevins, Crazy Rich Asians and Ocean's 8 actor Nora Awkwafina Loom, and award-winning artist Travis Scott for an exclusive live stream. The exciting Fortnite gameplay is set to take place on Tuesday, October 30th, which will also exclusively debut the all-new Galaxy Accessory Kit. Viewers can access the stream online at, well, you probably know, twitch.tv/ninja. Starting Thursday, October 1st, owners of the Galaxy Note 9 and Galaxy Tab S4 can exclusively access this new Galaxy Accessory Kit for Fortnite, which includes back bling, a glider, and a harvesting tool. The Galaxy Accessory Kit joins the Galaxy skin as an exclusive, coveted in-game Fortnite content, available as a benefit for owners of Samsung Galaxy Note 9 and Galaxy Tab S4. The live stream will bring Samsung's latest TV spot level up to life by turning a Fortnite gamer's dream into reality. And you'll have to ignore any crying in the background. I really can't control a 3-week-old newborn. So, there is video that goes along with this. Let's check it out, shall we?
Yes! Honey, the local game store wants to sponsor you.
I want to sponsor you.
Yes, honey.
Travis Scott wants you to get these squad wins for the crew tonight.
Let's get these squad wins for the crew tonight. Yes, sir.
Honey, Ninja is calling you up to the national team. What's up, Travis?
I'm calling you up. You ready?
Honey, you ready?
All right, and there you have it. So, The winners have been announced, and the full show notes for this article can be found over at technewsgadget.net. And with that, that brings us to the end of today's show. If you happen to miss something on the show or there's something that you want us to keep you informed on, be sure to let us know in either the live chat or our Discord server. Don't forget to redeem your code over at technewsgadget.net/insiders. That will do it for this episode of The Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, for the latest in tech, gadgets, and gaming news. Head on over to technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.